another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? Guess what? We're getting that much closer to either electing a new president or keeping the same one for 4 more years. Plus, let's throw in a whole bunch of other politicians on your local level and nationwide, an entire House, plus 33 Senate seats. Some of them hotly contested could flip the makeup of the House. The majority might end up going the way of the elephants or stay in the hands of the Dems. Can you feel the buzz? A lot of people doing the early voting. Would you believe that I am not exaggerating when I say 40% is the number early voting, over 2 million so far? That number is supposed to ratchet up. So by November 6th, maybe everybody's already voted. That must mean one thing, that more people know who they're voting for. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on, did anyone already bag this thing, meaning Obama or Romney, even though the polls say it's pretty neck and neck, if you think it's definitely in the bag, who do you think has it wrapped up? You can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hey, speaking of politicians that know what it's like to slug away and come from behind, but make a name for yourself for being a renegade, different from the normal fare, that was George McGovern, without a doubt. If you go back in history, I can remember talking about McGovern in one of my civics classes, you know, when we went through people who ran and things that had happened in the past. And, you know, this is a guy who was a liberal icon for sure. Dead at the age of 90. Here's a little slice of McGovern.
I accept your nomination with a full and grateful heart.
We will shed no tears because all of this effort, I am positive, will bear fruit for years to come.
My nomination is all the more precious in that is the gift of the most open political process in all of our political history.
So George McGovern was a guy who served South Dakota in the Senate and the House for 2 decades. Ran, you heard him accept the nomination as the Democratic Party nominee for president in 1972. And he was an outspoken, truly one of the most ever outspoken critics of a war. But he was a Democrat who actually sprung up from a Republican background. And he used to say he cared more about being right, you know, being on the right side of an issue than on the popular side. And he was definitely that guy, without a question. He was a renegade. Like I said, he didn't care what people thought. It was about what he believed was the right thing to do. And he was a guy who served. In the 40s, he was in the armed forces. He flew 35 combat missions. He was a B-24 bomber pilot in Europe. And he even got the best that you can get, the Distinguished Flying Cross. Came home, went to school, and went all the way up to a doctoral degree, and then ended up in politics eventually. And as I said, people remember him, though, for the 70s and for running as the Democratic Party nominee. And his whole platform, or a big chunk of it, was ending the war in Vietnam when everybody was torn up over what was going on in Vietnam. But his campaign was rough. He had Senator Eagleton, who was his running mate, and what happened was where he got bit, you know, that whole fact-checking, vetting process deal. What happened was they turned up, especially then, think of the 70s, they turned up that Eagleton had been treated for mental illness, which was revealed after he withdrew. And then McGovern went to Sergeant Shriver, who was at the time, I want to say he was an ambassador somewhere, ambassador to France. So they just ended getting pummeled. And Richard Nixon, of course, won the election. In fact, you know, I keep talking about electoral votes in this election, that 270, 270 is the number. Whoever gets to 270, that's the golden ticket. McGovern's ticket got only 17 electoral votes. Wow, that is getting clobbered. Massachusetts and the District of Columbia. Nixon, at the time, 520. 520. And I guess McGovern afterwards was just so defeated. Didn't expect to get pummeled that way, whether or not they were going to lose the election, but not to only get 17 electoral votes. And after that, he went back to the Senate. He was reelected. But then he tried to go back to the well again, and he was beaten in the fourth term in 1980. He was just toast because the whole conservative movement really swept through the halls of power in Washington, and so that was it for McGovern. But I think people just remember the overwhelming thumping that he got from Nixon, but actually, he had done so many things before that, and you got to tip your cap to a guy who served and got the cross, the Distinguished Flying Crosses. He was somebody who was right in the thick of it, you know, without a doubt, served his country, absolutely. So it's interesting, starting with George McGovern and looking ahead to this week, a big week in the race for president in this country, because we have yet another one of those debates, the last and final leg of the debates in Boca Raton, Florida. We'll have a report live from there in our next show. You got Romney and Obama going at it one more time. Supposedly the focus is squarely on foreign policy and national security. So Iran would be on the table. Other of the Middle East countries would be Afghanistan, that kind of stuff. Libya, the controversy over what happened with the consulate, I'm certain of that. Also, what's going on with Al-Qaeda and where our forces should be, and probably drones and whatnot would be part of the discussion. And I think really there would be other things that would come on the table that would be thrown out there too as well. It might not necessarily just linger or hang on foreign policy, because this is what's been known to happen in some of these debates. Interesting timing, because a Gallup poll has Romney leading Obama 52-45, and this is likely voters 52-45, but really, however you shake this up and look at the numbers, it is definitely neck to neck. I mean, it is neck and neck. It's a horse race to the finish. Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting election day as we see a lot of the results sputter in Virginia. The Senate race is in a dead heat, but not just the Senate race, but Virginia. So goes Virginia, and maybe so goes this presidency. 106 counties it's down to. That's the way it's looking anyway. Hang with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
If you're sick of politics, well, you don't have that much longer to go. It's the race to 270. And what happens? Shake the magic eight ball. Must ask again. It's just not clear at this point, which is a good thing. It makes it that much more exciting. People get more involved. Maybe more people will go and vote. It is power to the people. If more people would vote, you would have more of a say in what happened in the presidential election, and maybe we would end up with a popular vote. I don't know. At this point, it's about the electoral vote and getting as many people to the polls as possible. And that's not lost on people trying to prop up those that are running. It's cram time for Romney and Obama because he got this primetime slot where 60 million people plus might be watching. So if there are some of those so-called undecideds floating around, which I find hard to believe that a lot of people are undecided, but okay, you may perhaps change someone's mind about where they're going to vote. And at least the others make them want to go and vote. Maybe there's people that are sitting on their hands saying, forget about it, and maybe they'll go and devote. Go in and devote a few minutes at least to voting anyway. Senator Rob Portman, once thought to be on the short list for VP on the ticket with Mitt Romney, has some sway in Ohio, and he talked about what was happening in his home state, and what was going on with these debates in Romney.
That's what's been great about these debates, and this is why they've helped Mitt Romney in Ohio and around the country, is that Mitt Romney's been able to tell people who he is and what his policies are, rather than relying on these 30-second attack ads. Enthusiasm and energy is on our side this year. I mean, it's not like 2008 at all. We've made three times more phone calls than all of 2008 with our volunteers, 25 more door knocks than all of 2008, so something's different on the ground. And if you look at the polling, it's trending our way, so that's where you want to be at this point in the campaign.
On the other hand, Rahm Emanuel, best buddies with the Prez, says, you know, hey, foreign policy, which is the focus of the debate, that there's a big difference between the two, but does cop to the fact that this is a close one.
It's a very tight race. It's a competitive race. We always knew it was going to be in this place. Mitt Romney wants to basically do George Bush's policies and a little more of that. Barack Obama has built policies based on the same premises that President Bill Clinton had, investing in America and strengthening America's foundation. I think the most important thing we could do as a country on our foreign policy is strengthen our economy here at home. Okay. It is our leadership abroad that comes from a strong economy. And the economic argument, who's going to make sure that this country is investing in itself after a decade of fighting wars overseas, I think will be sure to bring that peace home.
All right, so there you go. And since Romney is definitely closing in, or the Democrats feel that way, you heard Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, say that we knew that this was what it was going to be, is what he's saying. Since it's a cliffhanger kind of deal, Obama's doing a round-the-clock two-day campaign blitz through the six battleground areas next week to do what he can to fend off the challenge. That means he's going to be campaigning in Iowa, then Colorado, Nevada, Florida, Virginia. He's going to go cast his own ballot in Chicago, then stop in Ohio to end things up. So he's going to be on Air Force One calling these undecided voters, who I don't know who they are, but the undecided voters, and they're saying he's going to just engage with every American that he can. The polls are all different, shaded a little differently, but they do show that things are tight. A Reuters Ipsos poll on Saturday showed the Prez with a tiny lead, but it is tiny, 46% to 45%. So the margin has definitely thinned from Friday when he had a 3-point lead, which, you know, slowed the bounce that he might have gotten from the second debate. You know, the theory was, oh, maybe you're going to get a big bounce, but he didn't really get too much of a bounce there. And it's very, very close in Ohio. It's very, very close in Florida. Pick a state, pick any of the battleground areas, and it's just that tight. That tight. With the foreign policy, his highlights will be certainly the killing of Osama bin Laden, and, you know, the weak part will be the death of Ambassador Stevens and the three other Americans that were killed in that attack in the Libya consulate last month in Benghazi. That will be a tough thing for him to try to explain away. But the foreign policy in general, Obama should be okay and Romney should be just as okay. So I'm going to say that what we'll see is maybe what I would call a draw. I think the last time around, I don't know why everybody was saying, oh, Obama won, he won. He was better than he was the first time around, but absolutely, it was, to me, it was a draw between the two. I don't think, I don't think there was anything that spelled out a complete trouncing by Obama of, you know, of Romney. I don't believe so. Hey, somebody sent me this. Joseph sent me a thing about the Pope and these new saints, and I feel compelled because, you know, we're not electing saints, but the Pope named seven new saints, and I think that's interesting, the choice of some of the saints. And, you know, who knew? Because if you think of saints, you just think of the saints that you know from hundreds of years ago, but they named a couple, including two Americans. You know, how about that? And a couple of other interesting people, like Mother Marianne Cope, who was a Franciscan nun that actually cared for leprosy patients in Hawaii. That was a big deal in Hawaii. Nobody wanted to help them, and she didn't care. She did. So how about that? She gets named to sainthood. Wonder what that process is like. Certainly nothing like voting for presidents or congresspeople or senators. Does the Pope just decide? Does he fed a bunch of names? Or, you know, how ultimately do they pick who they're going to canonize? Because that's what they're doing to become saints. And I guess what they have to do in the whole saint-making procedure is the Vatican has to certify a miracle was performed through the intercession of the candidate, a medically inexplainable cure that can be directly linked to the prayers offered by the faithful. How about that? Just one miracle is needed for to get on the ladder. A second one, if you will, to be canonized. How about that? And these are all people that really go back, you know, 1900s, 1892, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they've been out there hanging on the list for a while. Not everyone, but a lot of them certainly would fall into that category. Much different than what we were talking about earlier, casting your vote. Here it's not one person deciding on sainthood, certainly, which would be the Pope. It is people across the country deciding who ultimately is going to end up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Will it be Obama again for four more years, or do the Romneys end up moving into the White House and saying goodbye to the Barack Obama years? And it's just close enough, it's razor thin, to steal the words of somebody else, that it's just that thin. It is too close to cut this and in half and say for sure who it's going to be. Who it's going to be is what's going to happen in Virginia, Ohio, Florida. Those swing states are huge, because if they don't vote Democratic, some of them this time around, like Virginia, that could spell the end of Barack Obama. All right, we're kicking it in another direction. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Trigger off your gun when the law breaks in. Welcome back to America Tonight. Charlie Drubna is in the wings. He's in our virtual green room, and he is the president of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. You know that energy was a big deal in the last debate, so it's great to have Charlie on the show with us. Charlie, thanks for stopping by ATM. We appreciate it.
Oh, great to be here, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So initially, your reaction as you watched what was going on during the debate with energy, talking about coal, talking about oil, the president talking about green and the going back and forth over that. I guess we could piece it out. The one thing, the biggest thing that was taken out, I think, of the whole energy piece in the debate was the idea that Obama said, listen, they're sitting on this land with these leases and you can't do that, so it's not my fault that they're not drilling. What do you say to that?
Well, Kate, when I was watching the debate last night and listening to the president's rhetoric on his policies on oil production, my first emotion was bewilderment. And then it came, you know, frustration and perhaps a little bit of anger thrown in. But then I thought to myself, you know, hey, you know, I've seen this movie before. Unfortunately, I've seen this movie over and over and over again since the president took office back in 2009. And there's the rhetoric and there's the reality. And the reality is that this administration has done everything in its power to prevent production of oil and natural gas. The statement that the president made about companies sitting on leases was totally, totally misleading. Companies get leases that they don't know. We don't know if there's any oil or gas out there. That's the idea of acquiring the lease. Then you got to go out there and develop the lease. But every step of the way along the process, this administration has been an ally of those who don't want anything produced in this country from oil and gas, and throwing up roadblocks and obstacles the whole way. So it's very disingenuous of the president and his administration to say how they tout an all-the-above energy strategy when that is the last thing that they're trying to do.
The you know, in talking about drilling, and Mitt Romney brought up, well, you know, you won't allow the Keystone Pipeline, and the president said, well, we got enough pipeline, you could wrap it around the earth, that's not the problem. How do you respond to that piece?
Well, you know, all the we have a lot of pipelines right now, and they're filled to capacity, and with the noted exception of the Alaska pipeline, which is running barely at, you know, almost less than half, almost a third of the capacity. And if we don't do something about that very quickly, that pipeline is going to become obsolete. So again, the president's rhetoric doesn't match his policies. I hearken back, Kay, to that photo that the president had or took when he went, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, whenever it was, when he went down to Cushing, Oklahoma, and said, you know, how proud he was to have that southern leg of the Keystone
yep.
pipeline opened up. Well, two things that struck me right then and strike me again, well, I'd like to share with you and your audience. The first thing was the president had absolutely no control over whether that part of that pipeline was going to be built or not. That was all done on state and local, you know, lands. The second thing was, and if you remember, I hope you do, if you remember the photo that was taken there with the president standing
yep.
in front of all those pipes.
Yep.
I think the interesting thing was those were empty pipes. And we've heard empty promises and empty rhetoric from this administration. The pipe that I want to see connected or built is the pipe that takes that three or four foot area between the border of Canada and the United States. That's all that has to be permitted. The rest will be built. And then we can get oil flowing to those refineries in the Gulf Coast. We can get 20,000 or more jobs immediately, shovel-ready jobs that the president seemed 3 or 4 months ago to dismiss. Well, maybe I was too optimistic on shovel-ready jobs. He's turned his back on these jobs and the 100,000 or so jobs that would be permanent with the construction of this pipeline because of the extra energy and things we're going to be producing here right in the United States. So, you know, I apologize for sounding a bit frustrated, but like I said, I've seen this movie before.
So when we look at, you know, we're coming into the point where at this, right now we're in the fall, but you know this, Charlie, we get into the winter months and then, oh, all of a sudden, heating costs and people start to cringe at what it's going to cost. Could be anywhere from 15 to maybe even 20% this winter. And so people want to know why. Why is this? Why are we seeing this? And it's part of the reason is because what you're talking about now is the lack of having enough resources, maybe, if there were more resources.
Kate, we have the resources. What
but
we
using
lack
them. Yeah.
is the political will to develop
yeah.
them. I mean,
yeah.
you know, the president has spoken about how proud he is that we've significantly decreased our reliance on foreign oil. And, you know, I mean, statistically, he's absolutely correct. But let's look at the two reasons why that's happened. First of all, the massive increase in our own domestic production, both of oil and natural gas, it's come because these resources have been developed on state and private lands that the president has absolutely no control over. The second thing is that another reason why we've seen a decrease in foreign oil imports is because the economy is in the tank. And there are more people unemployed and therefore less people driving. That's not a good reason to have less refineries, less production out of refineries. You know, if this nation of ours had the same policies on these state and private lands that the president and his Department of Interior through Secretary Salazar and his EPA through EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, if the same policies were applicable on these state and private lands that are on the federal lands, those we can't get to as a country, as an industry, we'd be begging OPEC to send us more crude oil.
And so as you, and you really laid it out. So the bottom line is, if we don't open this up, in other words, as you're saying, here's the resources, we can't tap into them. If we don't do that, it's just going to get worse, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and Governor Romney talked last night about the Keystone Pipeline and jobs. He talked about how jobs are important. And I got to tell you, you know, again, you know, I'm a bit prejudiced because of the industry I represent and I believe is a vital part of our nation's energy and national security. If we have the wherewithal to develop our own resources, we should debunk this whole oil scarcity myth. We are God, we're blessed with energy resources. If we do this, we can do it in 8 to 10 years, as Governor Romney has said last night. And we have the ability to make OPEC NOPEC.
And I like that.
And I think, and I believe that's what, I think that it's not only good for the country, I think it's good for the globe.
Yeah, I agree with you. OPEC, NOPEC, we're going to have to repeat that a couple of different times. And then here's the other thing, Charlie. There's always a misconception about developing other resources, looking at green energy in the future. And I don't think that people in positions of like yours and who you represent, I don't think it's that they don't want to see that happen in the future, but it's that, are you kidding? We're trying to divert some money toward that, but how can we even look at that when we have this massive shortage and we're, our vehicles aren't even equipped for that?
That's right. Now we're, you know, we get, you know, whatever that better mousetrap is, we're for. And if there's something out there in the future that either near future or far future that says we can develop our security, energy, and national security by other means, my goodness, absolutely, we're for it. The reality of the situation is, and this is, Kate, this is where the president's rhetoric doesn't match the reality. We're more than decades away from that. The problem is you can throw all the money you want at solar and wind and biofuels and lithium batteries. It's not here today, and it won't be here tomorrow. But our economy needs to be jump started. We need to start this right now. Everybody you talk to, whether they're economists or people in the industry or people who understand the industry, we're all saying the same thing. We're decades away from that. So we can't wait around. Now, it's interesting. You know, you look at some of the president's visits in the last 5, 6, 7 months. He's been to solar plants. He's been to battery plants. He's been to electric vehicle plants. He's been to wind farms and wind turbine manufacturers. You know where he hasn't been? You know where he's totally disregarded an invitation? To a U.S. domestic refinery.
So you could see the operation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think if the president and part of his administration would come to a refinery and see how it works and see how efficient and reliable we are, see how, you know, how we are part of the manufacturing process. We are, I believe we are the alpha of that energy security, national security omega. I'm not Pollyannic enough to believe it will change his opinions on anything, but at least it'll give him an opportunity to say, I've been there and seen it.
Right, exactly.
So that's, you know, we're going to keep struggling. We're going to keep pushing, just not for the industry, in my opinion, but really for the consumer and for the whole nation. We're critical assets, and we provide employment. We pay taxes, and, you know, we're not asking for handouts.
Right. And then when we talk about job creation, you spelled it out for us. There's no doubt. Shovel-ready jobs, talking about the pipeline. I've been pushing that for a long time. 20,000 easily right on hand. Charlie D., thanks so much. Terrific talking to you. We'll talk to you again down the line.
I hope so. You take care. Have a great time.
Thanks.
All
you
right.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
He pops it deep down the middle. Yeah. Rip and grab. Rip and cut. A touchdown.
the Patriots and the Jets, final in overtime. New England blowing a big lead, but then they win it 29-26. Jets fans must be beside themselves. Houston in a laugher against Baltimore, but of course Baltimore's had some key injuries, blowing them out right from the get-go, 43-13. The first thing that you heard in the fabulous package that Matt Johnson put together of the highlights was Dallas knocking off Carolina 19-14. This was like a game of, gee, who really wants to win this one? And, you know, I'd tell you about the oddball scores. Tennessee beats Buffalo 35-34. Go figure. This was one of those seesaw things, too, as well. So it's a very strange week in the NFL. Washington gets beaten by New York, although Washington played well enough, 27-23. The Giants took that one. Green Bay didn't look so great in the very, very beginning of the game, but they always come back and show why they're the Packers. 30-20 was the final score in that one. And Tampa Bay had an edge on New Orleans originally, but then New Orleans ended up skidding to the win in this one, 35-28. Now, the game of the week was Minnesota and Arizona, and that was a good pick because a lot of people were eyeballing Arizona and wondering what in the heck's going on with Minnesota. So 21-14 was the final score, Minnesota winning it. A lot of people picked Minnesota, but not the right.
Yeah, baby!
But not the right score. Yeah, baby, that they picked Minnesota, of course. Marco in Illinois is a great example. He said 24-17 Minnesota. Rick in Illinois said Minnesota 19-16. Charles had Minnesota 24-23. I, of course, had Arizona 27-17. But, you know, nobody nailed the score, and you have to nail it exactly. It's not like horseshoes. Close doesn't count. Dave in Vermont was our winner right out of the gate. And finally, poor Dave, his prize package, like the elves have put it together. He's getting his prize package, and he won the first time around. So the Vikings, man, are just crazy. 5-2, how improbable. Nobody expected it. So they're the Cinderella team. Watching them is kind of fun. The formula's working, whatever it is. Matt, you're obviously, our mothership is in Minneapolis. A lot of Minnesota fans working at GCN. You have to be excited about the Vikings.
I definitely am, and it's one of those things, though, where it's very, especially just in this whole area in general, there's a very tepid enthusiasm just because of they're 5-2, but nobody thought they were going to be that good this year. And I don't know. It still is. It's one of those, like, I think a lot of people are doing the wait and see thing and very just skeptical as to whether or not this is for real or not. But we keep knocking off people, so I don't know. I mean, we have a loss to the Colts and the Redskins. So the two rookie quarterbacks have beat us, and that's the only teams that we have lost to so far. So, I don't know. It's going pretty good. The defense is looking good. Harvin and Peterson are carrying the offense, and I'm just enjoying the ride, I guess. I'm trying to not get completely swept up into it, but I hope it keeps continuing, and maybe they'll be in the playoffs this year, which would be amazing.
It would be amazing. What you had to be worried about is what you just said. Harvin has been incredible. Rudolph, they're getting like 75% or more of the passes pretty much. So what's going to happen down the stretch is your quarterback, Ponder, needs to be able to move it around in a couple other directions.
We got Simpson back from injury, and he actually has more pass interference penalties than he does actual yards. But we're throwing the ball deep to him. He's getting some pass interference calls to go his way, so it's opening the field up a little bit for Adrian. He had a huge day running the ball. But Harvin is, I'd say our offense is Harvin number one, Adrian number two. And Harvin, that guy is just insane. He had another kickoff return for a touchdown today. It was called back by this block in the back, but it was like away from the play, so he should have had another touchdown. But he is a legitimate MVP candidate, and if you haven't watched the Vikings this year, watch this kid play. He's about 5'9 at most. Not the biggest guy in the field, but he is just tough as nails and will run people over. We have him taking handoffs, getting screens, going over the middle, taking kick returns. He does it all for us.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very exciting to watch. Just like Ryan Vogelsong is exciting to watch for the Giants, because he allowed one run in seven innings, struck out nine. The Giants, with a 6-1 win, pushed this to an exciting Game 7. There is nothing like a Game 7. San Francisco was up 5-0 after two innings. Beating the Cards, they forced the showdown. Whoever wins, it's do or die. I love do or die games. It's do or die. Whoever wins on Monday, they get the pleasure of going to the World Series. How about that? That's probably one of the most exciting things baseball-wise to come out of the weekend. And this Game 7 has the markings of a really tight, good game, I think. Honestly. All right, here on a serious note, somebody sent me this note during the day. Somebody I know that works for the PGA Tour, and just coincidentally, they sent me a note about Scott Steele because he's a PGA Tour caddy who we had one time on the show. I talked to him once. He works for a guy named Larry Mize, who won the Masters in the late 80s, and Scott Steele died of a heart attack. You know how old he was? 55 years old, and this is sad. He had a heart attack in the parking lot at the Greater Hickory Golf Classic. He was working for Kirk Triplett. They put him in a medically induced coma to help his recovery. He died Friday night. I mean, people were stunned. So, it goes back to that thing that we're talking about heart attacks so on the rise. And I've mentioned this since the spring, taking Extendivite, the pills that I got from my pal in Canada. It's just another reminder of how scary it is. One day you're up, the next day, poof. And it seems like we're just hearing about more heart attacks. Check it out. I'm telling you, I wouldn't steer you wrong on this one. Lower cholesterol numbers and blood pressure, I swear, by Don Wiskin, who was just a roofer and lost really his whole family to heart disease and saw himself going down that road. So check it out. Go to heartdrop.com. I swear, it works, man. It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline. Sad story about very popular caddy, another one with a heart attack. Wow. Send me your thoughts on the show anytime. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in.
Sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.